doing the right thing can be really hard.
I'm a good person, yes, it's true. I'm a good person, better than you.
That's why it's time for Credit Due.
I'm a good person.
Anna and Raven.
Happens all the time. The weekend goes by, you go above and beyond for the people in your life, or maybe even a stranger, and you don't get any acknowledgement. No one says thank you, nothing.
Yeah, it's true. And sometimes that effort comes with a lot of repercussions that go throughout your weekend, too, Anna Zapp.
Yeah, here's your opportunity to share that, and we'll give you the credit you have due. 1-800-330-9999. You can always call or text. It's Anna and Raven. I have to give credit today.
Okay.
So I feel that so many things happen at the grocery store. And yesterday I was at the grocery store, and I'm, you know, checking out. And I look over my shoulder because I hear this guy, and he's saying to the cashier, "Just let me use your discount code." And she was really calm. She's like, "I'm sorry, sir, I can't do that." Now, there was a couple things going through my mind.
Come on. First off, everybody gets to use the code.
Wait, what?
Yes, come on.
No, her employee discount code.
Oh, okay. No, that's wrong. No.
So there's a couple things going through my mind at this point as I'm eavesdropping on this conversation.
Sure.
One, I didn't know that cashiers at grocery stores get employee discounts.
No, I didn't know that either.
Yeah. So at first I thought she was going to be like, "I'm sorry, sir, I don't get a discount on my groceries." But
right.
She didn't deny it. She's like, "I'm sorry, sir, I can't do that." And the second thing going through my head was, that is some kind of guts for you as a stranger to ask a cashier to use their employee discount. Like, that is.
I mean, how much is the discount really anyways,
right?
I mean, it's probably a percentage of something or whatever. I mean, again, I had no idea. I thought you were just talking about, like, you know, like a rewards card or something like that. And somebody will always scan that for you. Typically, they have, like, a store number so you get the reduced price. But this is something different.
Right. I'm like, do you get 10% off if you work at a grocery store?
I don't know. I guess it depends on the store. I had no idea.
But at one point, he was so persistent, I wanted to turn around and be like, "Be quiet and leave her alone.
Move on, bro."
But she remained calm. She remained cool. And you know what? She deserves some credit for that.
All right.
I would have been like,
protect that code.
Do you want that Polio string cheese? Just take it, pay for it, and get out of here, sir.
Yeah. Protect that code.
Yep.
This weekend, Anna, I put up the Christmas lights on the house. It involves going up on the second level of the house with the ladder up there. I even had to pull out my drill and drill some things now because they redid the roof and they changed some things. I had to put it on the second level. Guess what? I had to redo it like 3 times because even though I tested every single light on the ground and everything worked perfectly, once I got it up there in the air, three strands had to be redone. And my wife came out and she said, "Looks nice, honey. Thanks. Good job."
Well, then you got credit.
It took all day, Anna Zapp.
So
I mean, there should have been like a sandwich or something waiting for me at the end of this line. All right? I mean, maybe somebody should have came out singing Christmas carols or something like that.
Oh, I have thoughts, but fine. Let's give you some credit.
And it illuminated everything. I mean, come on.
When I see your face, there's not a thing that I would change, 'cause you're amazing.
She asked you weeks ago to put up the lights.
Oh.
And you left work 3 days early last week.
I did not
do that. Tell me you had to go put up the Christmas lights.
I swear, I don't know why you're coming up with these lies. I swear. I don't know what you're trying to do here in the building.
You keep saying, "I got to go put up the lights." But it finally did.
And every day,
all right,
I left trying to do that and got caught doing something else. You're terrible.
What didn't you get credit for this weekend? 1-800-330-9999. We'll give you your credit due. It's Anna and Raven.
Doing the right thing can be really hard.
I'm a good person. Yes, it's true. I'm a good person, better than you.
That's why it's time for Credit Due.
I'm a good person.
Anna and Raven.
What didn't you get credit for over the weekend? We're going to give you the credit you have coming. You do these great things. Nobody even acknowledges it. 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
Hi. So my husband, he started this football tailgate. And he puts the TV on the deck. And his friends, you know, they come out, sit outside, social distancing, things like that, and watch the games. Well, this weekend, I surprised him with a little extra on the spread. Many hot dogs and nachos and just did the works.
Wow.
And, yeah. So I wasn't expecting his friends to say, like, thank you. But he didn't say anything at all.
Oh, yeah. Aww. I mean, come on. The friends know well enough to say thanks because they know that's what keeps the food coming. But your husband can't take that for granted.
Yeah, that stinks. You try to do something nice to surprise them and you didn't get any thanks. Don't worry, we're going to give you your credit right now.
Thank you. I'm bulletproof, nothing to lose,
fire away, fire away. She hand-rolled every one of those mini hot dogs.
I doubt that.
She got that phyllo dough. She got those little tiny wieners that you have to buy separately. She rolled them up. She put them in the oven. She brought them outside on a steaming hot plate. They didn't even acknowledge those mini hot dogs. They were like, woo, the game's on.
I mean, I doubt she made them by hand. But she did open a box, poured them out from Costco.
We don't know.
Heated them up. And that's enough for most people. That would have been great for me. It would have been appreciated.
Hi, it's Ann on Raven. What didn't you get credit for this weekend?
My daughter's pet ferret was acting really weird. So I set up an appointment to go to the vet. She didn't even come with me. She said that there was something on Netflix she wanted to watch. She didn't even come. When I got home from the vet, I told her everything was okay, the ferret's fine. She shushed me. No, thank you.
Oh, we're going to give you that credit right now. Hold on.
That's terrible.
And more, much more than this, I did it my
way. I mean, the ferret appreciates it, buddy.
He did it his way by himself without his daughter.
Well, just him and the ferret. I mean, luckily the ferret's still alive. Everybody's going to be okay.
Everything's fine. She watched Netflix. She's good, his daughter.
If I had to bet, Dad didn't want her to get that ferret in the first place. And that's what he's telling himself while he's in the vet the entire time.
Hi, it's Ian on Raven. What didn't you get credit for this weekend?
Actually, I'm going to go ahead and say that my wife did not get enough credit for something she did, and she deserves credit.
All right. What did you not give your wife credit for?
So we just bought a new home and I really hated the color of the dining room. And my wife worked overnight and she stood up all day and she painted the dining room for me. And she just deserves all the credit for that I did not give her enough credit for this weekend.
Yeah, especially based on, I mean, I don't know about you, but I hate painting. I cannot stand painting.
You know, I was so busy kind of trying to pack up things, move things along. I said thank you, but, like, it just didn't suffice.
Wasn't enough.
And it was a really, really bright blue color in the dining room. So it took a few coats.
Well,
so she deserves a lot of credit for that.
We're going to give her the credit she deserves. And you can tell everybody
this is your song. Imagine if you painted a room. And the other person didn't even care.
And they had to prime it first, too.
Right.
Prime it
because
it was blue.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, and it had to take multiple coats. Oh. And every time you did it, you could see that blue still coming from underneath.
Coming through.
And you're like, oh, my gosh, another coat. Here we go. Oh,
is there anything worse?
And then she walked by and she was like, yeah, all right.
Yeah, looks good. Thanks.
Looks good.
Great. Can we get the boxes in here yet?
Yeah. Did you order dinner?
Clean up the rest of this stuff. Let's go.
What didn't you get credit for this weekend? You could always call or text 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven.